Yeah, put before you in there, Abba Pesach. There is a rush. I know there's a rush in Baba Kama. The Shekhar Aruch brings it in, and this halacha, B'nich Lehem Parah Shulam, which I think Shem Malach, the Shekhar Aruch. The Shekhar Aruch brings a rush in Baba Kama. The rush, the Shekhar Aruch paskins like the Rashba, like the Ritva, that the Yosham are planted from Einsin even after the Mishtamish. Not like Rabba Pesach. The Yoshim can mishtamish, and even though they mishtamish, they don't have a key of they're not chayiv on oisin. The father's merged in the schus, he's not merged in the chayiv, like we saw in the Rashba, we saw in the Ritva, not the sheet of the Rabban basement. Nevertheless, the Rosh says that the Bailam do have a right to come to the Yoshim and to say, look guys, you don't have a chiyuv ha'insin, okay, but then give me the shayla back, or else give a kabbalah chiyuv ha'insin. So the Rosh says that the Bayim are within their rights to say that to the Yoshim. So the Bayim don't exercise that. The Yoshim could be mishtamish kol yomei she'loso, that the father was married to them, and they're not chiyuv ha'insin. Kalmar, like we explained. But the Rosh says, but nonetheless, the Bayim can say, look, I'm not so happy about the setup over here, that they're being mishtamish, they're not chayiv anointing. So the Bayim can go to the Yoshim and say, either be mekabel anointing or give it to me back. That's the Rosh, and that's brought down the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. So I just want to throw out the question. I know that I really have an answer. I'm not sure that I understand the svar of the Rosh. The way we saw in the Ritva, the way the Ritva is masbir, the pshat in Rovo, the way it works, how is it that the mishtamish call you meshe losa and they're not chayiv anointing? So we saw in the Ritva said a hezber, that it's like somebody was soicher, he rented a house for a month, and then he died, and the Yoshim now are living in the house, and he never paid the rent. He never got around to paying the rent. He owes the rent, and he didn't leave any nechassim. So the Ritva says that the halacha is that the Yoshim can continue to live there, and they don't have to pay the rent, because the father acquired the schus to live in the house for 30 days. Yes, the father has a chayiv to pay the rent, but the chayiv is not married to the children, since he didn't leave any achrayis nechassim, so that marriage the chayiv to the children, and they can continue to live in the house. The Kvega says that it's analogous. The person who bought a book, and he didn't pay for it yet, and then he dies. The book belongs to the Yoshim, but the chayiv for the Yoshim don't inherit unless there's achrayis nechassim. So there it says. So the Ritva says that's the same thing over here. So we might as well by Rikas, but the Ritva says that's what's going on, and that's what's going on in Agamar as well. The father acquired a schus sheila in the object for sheila. In exchange, he had to be mischayiv an oisin. But the ma'aseh, he acquired the schus sheila. He acquired the schus sheila. He's married the schus sheila to the children. The chiyuv sheila, the chiyuv oisin, that the father did assume that he's not married to the yorshim. Just like by the, it's all the same kind of. We saw this in the Ritva. I thought that's the Pshat in the Rashba as well. So I'm not sure I understand how this goes together with the Rosh. How does it go together with the Rosh? If that's really true, if this analogy is true, that the reason why the Yoshim have this Hushela, but they don't have to have the Chilensin, is because it's analogous to somebody, a father who rented a house, and the Yoshim can stay in the house for 30 days, but they don't have to pay the rent. There was no Achayis Nechasim. So I ask you, by the case of the rent, can the Baal HaBos come and say, okay, can the Baal HaBos come to the children and say, I want the rent, otherwise leave? Or not? And obviously, that's what the Baal HaBos wants to do. I mean, they're living their rent free. A lot of the Baal HaBos wants them to leave. But that's what it says. That's what the Ritva says. The Baal HaBos doesn't have a right to tell them to leave. The same thing with the Chayfas. If it's the way of Beis Masbet. So I don't know if I really understand how this Rosh. I don't understand the Pshat and the Rosh altogether so much, but I certainly understand how it stems with the Rashba and the Ritva. So maybe it doesn't stem. The Rosh is not Meshuvah to the Rashba and the Ritva. Maybe he has some other Havon in the Gemara. But it's a little bit strange because the Rosh is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. And Rabbi Krieger, and now I love Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Krieger is right. The Rabbi Krieger I mentioned the other day, where he talks about this with Rosh. There, and I think it's Shimei Malach. And now I love Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Krieger says this, Rabbi Krieger brings the Ritva, and it sounds like he holds the Ritva as Lahalach. He was mechaber on his own to the Ritva. Then it says hakach matzal mitzasi. That's mitzvah in Ritva. But by this case of schirus, that's how we understand the nichlan parashul. It's like schirus, and that's the halacha by schirus. Craig doesn't mention this against what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Sounds like the Rebbe didn't see a stira between the Rosh and this is halach of the this has bar of the ritva. So any of that, tata min olas b'sha. But I want to talk about the Rav Avbeisden. The Rashba at the end. Just take a look. I don't mind taking the Rashba. The Rashba brings, after he goes through the whole Mahalach of the Ravid, and explains the Ravid that the Yorshim are mishtamish in the Sheila, and yet they're not chayiv in Oysen, because the Yorish, the Schus, the Sheila, but they're not Yorish the Chiyuv. The father's merged in the Schus, he's not merged to them the Chiyuv. Kalmer, the whole explanation. But then he brings it. Rav Avbeisden said, Rav Avbeisden Pirush, Meisa in Chayom Meisel, Daf Goy Meres Be'agom V'Lo Yishtam Shubo, Lechkach in Chayom Meisel. There's a few things here that are obscure. What's the pashut of Pshat and Rav Avbeisden? The simple meaning. What's the Rav Avbeisden say? Rav Avbeisden is very similar to the Rashba's Havamina at the beginning. The Rashba, when he went into the whole discussion, the Rashba taught the Chatchila that if they didn't understand, how could the Yoshim have the Schusay HaShayla and not have the Chiyuvay HaShayla? How could they be better than the father? The father only had Schusay HaShayla with the Chiyuvay HaShayla. So if they want to have Schusay HaShayla, it's a package deal. They should have Chiyuvay HaShayla as well. And they had all the elaboration. After all, they're coming with Kaich HaBailim. And so on. So he said, oh, Hezbollah, the Rashba, why? It's not the way. But L'chor, the Rav Avbeisden is reverting to that original Havan of the Rashba, that they can't be better than the father. If they're not mishtamish in the Sheila, so they're not assuming the Sheila. But if they're mishtamish with their Sheila, so now they're assuming the Sheila, and L'chor, Rashba is the Nichnas Utachas Aviyah. Now they're saying they want to pick up the mantle of the Sheila, and the Sheila is a package deal that comes with the Chiyuv HaNisim. L'chor, that's the pshat in the Rav Avbeisden. If that's the pshat, so first of all, I don't really understand. So what's the Rashba's kasha from Tafchua v'Chalua? I think Tafchua v'Chalua is very different. By Tafchua v'Chalua, they don't know that it's not theirs, so they're not assuming the Sheila. In Rava's case, the Nichlam Avim Parashula L'Chatilas Tonga, where they know that it's Shula. And then Rav starts a new case. They didn't know that it's Shalom. And Tavchu b'Chalua, then they're chayiv to make Bosu b'Zer. So if they don't know, so up till now, the beginning of Rav is talking about where they know that it's Shulah. So it says the Rav Avbeisden, if they know that it's Shulah, and they undertake, and they were mishtamish in it, knowing that it's Shulah, so they're nichnus utachas aviyim, they're undertaking the Shelah. If they want to undertake the Shelah, then it comes with Chiyuvi HaShelah. But now in the case where we're Loi Kiruba, so if they're Loi Kiruba, how do they? So now they're not becoming Shalom. If I pick up something I think that it's mine and it really turns out that it's yours, I become a Shalom. Why do I become a Shalom? I'm not picking it up a turret. I don't think I become anything. I don't think I become a kind of either. But I certainly don't become a Shalom. Nothing. It's just a mistake. I mean, maybe I'm Chayav Asmasik if I heard it. If I damage it, I'm Chayav Asmasik, but that's it. There's no reason to think I become a Shalom. So what does the Rashba want from the case of Tafchua v'Chalua? That's number one. Then the emphasis is that in the Rav Avbeisden, there's an extra hisofa. He said two things to Rav Avbeisden. He says that in order for them not to be chayiv and oinsin, it has to be that they weren't mishtamishma, and that it was kaima ba'agam. What's kaima ba'agam? And if it's not kaim ba'adam, if he's sitting by them in chatzah, so what does that make a difference? But they weren't. They didn't assume the shayla. Because if they mishtamish for the shayla, they want to be shaylim. So they nitnasu ta'chasavir. The Rashba lechatchila in his halamino. And the Rashba understood that it's a package deal. If they mishtamish for, how could they be chayav? How could they be potter from oisim? So he says. So lechor that means. You know, if they want to be shaylim, if they want to take over the shaylim of the father, they have to have a chiyuv oisim. So I understand the rabbi based in saying that if they're mishtamish for, so then they get a chiyuv oisim. But if they weren't mishtamish for, they did nothing. They're sitting. They haven't decided what they want to do with it. They just got word of the father's death. Sitting shiva. The thing is, the poor is sitting in their chotzer. And now it's mason. Why the chiyuv oisim? Why the chiyuv oisim? And if you'll tell me the chayim and oisik is automatically the yashin the shayla without their even wanting to, then even if it's chayim of adam, I get the yashin the shayla. Yerusha doesn't have to be in their chotzer in order to have Yerusha doesn't have to be in their chotzer. Apparently, there's no Yerusha over here, and the shayla, at least not on the chiyuvi shayla. So what's the difference if it's sitting in their chotzer? They don't automatically yashin the chiyuvi shayla. So why should they automatically be cutting the chiyuvi shayla if it's sitting in their chotzer? But they don't want to be kind of the chiyuvi shayla. They don't want to be shayla. How do you know they want to be shayla? I don't understand what's going on. If you tell me everything happens automatically, they yashin the shayla and they get the chiyuvi shayla and for some reason, you know, it just happens. So it should happen even b'agla. If you tell me no, it can't happen automatically because they don't yashin the chayva sevim. But if they want to be shayla, then it's a package deal. So then I understand if they're mishtamish, they want to be shayla. But what does kind of b'agla have to do with anything? Even if they should have to be mishtamish. So then they're showing they want to be nechusut hachasavim. They want to be shayla, like the shulchani. By the shulchani, the money sitting in his chotzer, he doesn't become a shayl. He becomes a shayl when he uses the money. He becomes a shayl. Sachar cases. But he's not a shayl. He's only a shayl when he picks up the money. So why should they be shayl? And also, I'm not so sure what the Rashba wants in the last line. The Rashba asks from Tavchul Bachalua. Which again, I don't understand this kasha exactly. Then he has a line. Ulafiti ve'yarav afilu kaima b'chatserim l'shalmi dekanu l'chatserim l'sheilu. According to the rabbi, based in, even if it's in their chotzer, they should be mishalim, because their chotzer is kainit l'sheilu. What does he want? That's what the rabbi basin said. That's exactly what the rabbi basin said. That if it's kaima in the chotzer, then the chayim. What is it? It's just awesome. What's this kasha? Is this another kasha? This is a hemshich of Tavchul Bachalua. Tavchul Bachalua is not necessarily in the chotzer. Very obscure, very not for you.
Is that a validation of Tavchul Bachalua? Because either he's assuming A, either because Tavchul Bachalua is presumably in the chotzer, or because it's sort of like a Shalia, or two, because he's making a falsehood, and Tavchul Bachalua is.
I think it's more than that. I mean, who says Tafur was in the Chotzer? And if it's in the Chotzer, that's Kasha all by itself. And Chetes that is in the Chotzer. I think you're right. I think that the force of the Kasha is going to be, but I want to be mad a little bit, but the force of the Kasha is going to be that Tafur Bachalua, even if they don't know, is like Gorod and Kaim and Bachaser. Well, let me get around to it. So what's the Havon and the Rava base? The Kitsu, what's the Rava base and say? It's not, it seems to me that it's not like the Havmin of the Rava. And I'll tell you something else. I'll prove to you it's not like the Havmin of the Rashba. If it was like the Havmin of the Rashba, so the Rashba, the Chatzchil, when he had that Havmin, they should have shot it down from Tavchul Vachalur. Like right away, when the Rashba said that Poshib Shat and Mori would think that the Nichnasu Tachas Aviyam, but the Rabbi said, no, that's not the Pshat, that they're Potter Noinsim, even if they're Mishtamishbo, the Rabbi should have said, I'll bring you a Rabbi from Tavchul Vachalur. Never said anything about it before. Even first now, and then now when he gets to the Rabbi Basin, he wakes up to Tavchul Vachalur. I don't think the Rabbah based in the Bala Eshkol, I don't think it's the same as the Rashba's Havamin. The Rashba's Havamin was Taka, that in order to be, that if they want to be, if they agree to be Shoyalim, then they should be Mechamis Chayabins. That was the Havamin of the Rashba. It's a package deal. The Sheila comes with Chuyubi HaSheila, and if they want to have the Chus HaSheila, then they have to undertake the Dinei HaSheila the same way the father had. They don't want to undertake it. You can't foist it on them. If they want to be shaylin, if they want to be mishamish, but then it comes together with chiyuv shaylin. And the Rashba had to say a whole hesber, the Ritva has a whole hesber, why that's not true. Why? Because in Tzama Devai, the Yash and the Shusay HaShaylin, they don't have the chiyuv shaylin. Come. The Rabbah, that comes along now, the Rabbah based on saying a different point. Maybe I'll pray for something. I'm really getting curious. But go back maybe to the Gemara Sanhedrin Ayin Beis. Keeps popping up. I tell this is Gemara. The Gemara Sanhedrin Ayin Beis, but my whole life, it always pops up. You know, once a year, that Gemara pops up. The Gemara there grapples. You see clearly, Rav and Rava, they're grappling with the nature of a Chiyuv Achrayis. Why is it God of Chayiv and Achrayis? Rav says, God is Chayiv and Achrayis. It must be that he's kind of the Gemara. You know, he's a Chiyuv Einsim, right? Achrayis made the wrong word. Chiyuv Einsim. The nature of Chiyuv Einsim. Rav said, from the fact that a God of his Chayiv and Einsim, I see that he's kind of the Gemara. And Rava said, no, it's me, Dabi Ashayel. From the whole discussion over there, you see that there's something problematic about a Chiyuv Einsim. Rav and Rava are like debating the nature of Chiyuv Einsim. They're bothered by Chiyuv Einsim. Why is Chiyuv Einsim problematic? Because Chiyuv Einsim, ordinarily, when you have a Chiyuv, the Chiyuv comes from something. The Chiyuv comes from something that you got in exchange. You know, you borrow money, so you pay Chayiv to return it. You mazik something, so you have a Chiyuv to be pereya. Okay, they're obvious. You're negligent in the Shmira, so your negligence is Mechayiv you. Chiyuv Einsim, you did nothing. The thing was struck by lightning. And all of a sudden, we're Mechayiv you. What does the lightning have to do with you? Why are you Chayiv? Chiyuv Einsim, by its nature, you see from the whole discussion of Rav and Rava, Chiyuv Einsim, by its nature, is a problematic thing. I have a parah, I have to give it to the Bialim. I stole it from the Bialim, I have to give it back. The parah had a heart attack. So the Bialim's parah had a heart attack. Why do I have to give back the Bialim, the parah? Why do I have to give back the Bialim? His para, if his para had a heart attack, why can I say to him, here's your para, it had a heart attack. It's not my fault. Would it have had a heart attack by you too? And if not, it's an act of God. Anyway, there's no way of knowing where lightning is going to strike. Like, that's what Rav and Rava are grappling with. What, how to understand Chiyuv Einsim? Why am I Chayiv if an Einus happens to the para? So Rav says, must be that Yitaka kind of the par. The God of his kind of the par. So now the par that had a heart attack is his par, not the Bayam's par. So the Bayam doesn't have to suffer because the Ganav's par had a heart attack. The par that had a heart attack belonged to the Ganav. When the Ganav steals a par, he has to give back a par. This par belongs to the Ganav. Of course, there's an extra dinner of Heshav Sagzela. Come on, we were master at the time. There's an extra dinner of Heshav Sagzela that when he pays back the Bayam, he should pay back the Bayam with the same par that he stole. But the part that he stole is B'tar's Tashlumin. Meanwhile, until he gives back the part of the Bialim, it's the Ganav's part. And if the part dies, so the loss is the Ganav's loss. My part dies, so I have the loss. The Bialim's part dies, the Bialim has the loss. Because that's the Hanukkah going in. If you have a part, the part died. So you want to know who should suffer the loss. So Rav assumes the first question you have to ask is, to whom does the part belong to? Whoever the par belongs to, that's the person who suffers, who has to absorb the loss of the par dropping dead. So if it's my par, if it's the Ganav's par, then the Ganav should have the loss. And if it's the Bialim's par, then the Bialim should have the loss. And if the halacha is that the Ganav is chayiv in oisin, the Torah says that the Ganav is chayiv in oisin. We learn that from L'sholach Yodim, Lech Israel. We have a Levit in Torah that the Ganav is chayiv in oisin. It must be that the par belongs to the Ganav, because if the par belonged to the Bialim, then it would be the Bialim would have to suffer the loss of the oisin, not the Ganav. That's Rav's logic. Comes along Rav and he says, no, it's not true. He's chayiv and he doesn't own the par, he's chayiv and oisim nonetheless. So midi davi ashayim. So up till now, I was always mazverit. That's how I was understood. Now what Rav is saying is that there's such a thing as a chayiv oisim that's a chayiv achrayis without acquiring the par. It's not my par, I just have achrayis for the par. And since I have achrayis for the par, it's total achrayis, total l'chol anashalai, Rashi says, I have a total achrayis for the par, so I'm chayiv and oisim. Even though it's not my para, I'm chayiv and oisim nonetheless. That's the whole time. That's been the terminology that we've been using the whole time. That Rav Ashita is that oinus is a chayiv achrayis, and you can have a achrayis for the para without any ownership in the para at all. And maybe that's how it is. But the emes is, if you look at the lashon in the Gemara, Rava's lashon is ki ukmi rachmana b'shusay le'inyan einsin. Rav said that in fact is a chiyuv einsin. I see that b'shusay the bialim kind. Now again, in that sugya, b'shusay means bialus. I know it's sometimes confusing because we have a different meaning of Rishusa. Zelefi Sheina Shalev is Zelefi Sheina Rishusa. We have a name of Rishusa. That means I'm the Bailam, but it's not in my control. So I can't be Makdashit. You know, something was stolen from me, so I can't be Makdashit, even though I'm certainly the Bailam, but it's not in my control. That's also a certain kind of lack of Bailus, control. But in the Gemara there in Sanhedrin, Rav's argument from Eitzin was it isn't Bailus, it's in the Ganav Rishus. But nonetheless, Rav says, since the Ganav is Chayim and Eitzin, it must be. Again, Rav says that it's Rav's original argument was since the Begadav is Chayim and Oisin, it must be his para b'shusa didekoi. Therefore, if he's kilo davin, he doesn't have to give it back. Rava's response is that ki ukmei rachmana b'shusa le'inyan oisin, aval le'inyan miknaya loy, something like that. The lashon of Rava, if you take it literally, Rava seems to accept. That Einsen, Chi of Einsen requires a certain bailus. It has to be the bailus, the Ganav's para, in order for him to have to absorb the loss of the Eins. That was Rav's premise. It sounds like, if you take the more literally, that Rava, to a certain extent, accepts that premise. That Chi of Einsen only makes sense if you own it. Because by an Einis, the person who has to absorb the loss of the Einis is always the owner. There's no other reason. Einus is an act of God. Why should I be chayav for an einus? Why should I suffer a loss if einus happened to your property? For me to suffer a loss because of the einus, it must be my property. That was Rav's hanacha. And what I'm pointing out is that the simple reading of the words of the Gemara is that Rava agrees to the premise. But Rava just says, but that doesn't mean that the Ganav is a bailum legamri. He's only a bailum le'inyan le'einus. Ki ukmi rachmanu b'shusay le'inyan einus. But for other things, the Ganav is not a bailum. If it's not menace, for example, and the poor is still walking around, then the Ganav is not a Bailam and he has to give it back with Teres Hashem, and there's no Kimalei B'Rahman in it. But L'inyan Oynus, Rav agrees that if the poor does die, Rav agrees that the reason why the Ganav has to absorb the loss of the Oynus is because L'inyan Oynus and the Ganav is a Bailam. And then I looked this morning at the Lashon Rashi over there also. I mean, it's going on in the Gemara. Lashon Rashi over there is that. Jotted it down. It's in the Rishus of the Ganav to pay if it will be Nemes. So what does that mean? Maybe it means. We already had this concept earlier on that there's such a thing as a Bailus, the Indian, we talked about it by there's such a thing as being a Bailus in the Hesed. For everything else, I'm not the Bailam. But I'm the Bailam Le'inyan, that if there's a Hefsid, then I'm the Bailam. If it gets destroyed, I'm not a Bailam for everything else. But if it drops dead, I'm the Bailam. Bachanan talked about it, Le'inyan, Le'kefal. You could have it, the Shomer could be Kainu, the Par Le'inyan Kefal. If it gets stolen, then he's the Bailam Le'inyan Le'kefal. If it's not stolen, he's not the Bailam. But if it gets stolen, then he's the Bailam. What does that even mean? So Chanan said, you see, it's a Musuk, a person can be a Bailam, even if it's Nifsad. If it doesn't die, doesn't get stolen, then he's not the Bailam. But the minute it gets stolen, then he's the Bailam, the Inyan, that he's the one from whom it was stolen. And he's the address for the Ghana. We had the same thing by Dovah Gram Lamaman. It was one way to understand Dovah Gram Lamaman. Since I have a Hefsid, if this carbon is stolen, so I'm a Bailam, the Inyan, the Hefsid. Strange idea, but we had such ideas. So, it sounds like, maybe there's other opinions, but certainly I think it sounds like if we take that Gemara Sanhedrin literally, that Chiyav Achrayis, again, you see from the whole Rav and Rava, that Achrayis of Oinsen is problematic. You see from Rav for sure, you see Rav didn't understand the concept of Chiyav Oinsen. Why should the God of Chiyav Oinsen if it's not his part? And Rav had to posit, based on that the God of his claim to the part. And the simple, and so I just want to say that I think the simple translation of the Gemara in Sanhedrin is that Rava agrees that Chayav Einstein really is problematic. You can't be Chayav, there's no reason why you should be Chayav Einstein if you don't own the par at all. So Rav said it must be on the par Lagami. And Rava says, Lagami, you don't own the par Lagami. The par is not dead, you don't own the par. Achrayis means, that's really the meaning of Achrayis. We don't have to erase every time we said Achrayis. But that's the deeper meaning of Achrayis. Achrayis means that the shoyl is mekabel, or the shoyl has thrust upon him. Others have chiyav einsin, others have... others are born to chilei einsin, others have chilei einsin thrust upon them. But whether he's makabel chilei einsin, whether the chilei einsin is foisted on him, the shoyl has the chilei einsin of the shoyl means he has a certain bias in the par. What's the bias in the par? He has a bias in the par le'inyan. That's the lashon of Rashi le'inyan. That if it dies, then his par died. Everything else not. Par is not his. But if the par dies, it's his par died, and therefore he has the loss and not the bias. If that's the case, what I want to take away from there is that chiyuv einsin is a kinyan in the par. To be chayv einsin in the par is a kind of kinyan in the par. Translation: that's the pashta reading the Maran Sanhedrin. Ki ukmei rachmanu b'shusu v'inyan einsin. That means chiyuv einsin, achrayas of einsin is a kinyan in the par. Rav holds a kinyan legame. Rav says no. Immediately have a shoyl. A shoyl's kinyan in the par is not that it's his par, about it's he gives it back with teres hashava. But a shoyl has a kinyan in the par of the inyan that if it dies, his par dies. And therefore he absorbs the loss. And he has to pay the pilot for the par. If that's the case, so maybe pshat in the Rabbah based in is, that the Rabbah based in held that the Yorshim, they don't have to want the chiyuv the shayla. They yashin automatically. They yashin the chiyuv the schusi hashayla automatically. And since it's called anos shaloi, so they yashin the chiyuv hashayla. They yashin the chiyuv einsin automatically. We don't need their haskama. It could be kaima b'chatzeroi. We don't need their haskama. They don't have to say we want to be shayla. We saw in the Rabbah Basin himself. He doesn't say they have to want. It could be sitting in their chotzer, and the Rabbah Basin says that they'll automatically become shaylo, and they'll be chayiv and oisim. It's not like the havmin of the Rashba, that they have to assume the shaylo. The Rabbah Basin says they don't have to assume the shaylo. They could be sitting in their backyard, and they become shaylo automatically, and the chayiv and oisim automatically. And how do the yashin chiyuvim? It goes together. The yashin is chusay shaylo, the yashin is chiyuvay shaylo. What the Rabbah Basin, though, is saying is that in order for them to be shaylim, a shoyl as a chiyuv einsin, but a chiyuv einsin is a kinyan in the parah, the inyan hefsek. They need to do a ma'aseh kinyan in the parah. They need to have a ma'aseh kinyan in the parah in order to have a chiyuv einsin. Because there needs to be here a ma'aseh kinyan in the parah, because a chiyuv einsin is a kinyan in the parah. A shoyl is chayiv an einsin because le'inyan einsin ukmerech madur b'shusu. The Torah said that he has a kinyan in the parah. So when a person is shoyl the parah, he's kind of the parah le'inyan einsin. So now the yashim, in order for them to have a chayiv einsin, we don't need their haskama, but we do need that they should have a kinyan in the parah. So says they have a basin. How could they have a kinyan in the parah? In one of two ways: either it's in their chotzer, then they have a kinyan chotzer in the parah. Chotzer shalom is kind of l'shalom yidaita. Or if they're mishtamish in the parah, that's also kind of kinyan. It's a kinyan sheila, because one of the ways that a person can assume chiyuvei sheila is by being mishtamish in the sheila. That's chiyuvin suyisim of seeing, which I'm not holding so much, but bokaboy. If the sheila uses the axe, he's bokaboy. Then that's one of the ways that the sheila is it begins. So it's in the context of sheila using the chayvus. Is a kind of kinyan, because that's the haskalas of shayla. So either if it's kaim with b'chaserim, so they have a pashuk of ma'aseh kinyan, or if they're mishtamish in the shayla, so that's a ma'aseh kinyan in the context of shayla. That's a kinyan shayla. As long as they have some kind of kinyan in the shayla, says the Rabbah based it, then they automatically become shaylim with the chiyuv einsin. That'll be b'shusu d'tu l'inyan chiyuv einsin. Now the chari yesh lishol. What do they need it for? Why can't the yush itself be the kinyan? If in fact the Rabbah based it holds that we don't need their haskama, and the yash, when the yash and the schusi ashela, the yash and the chiyuvei ashela as well, so why can't they have a kinyan of Yerusha? What do they have to have a kinyan of chotzer or a kinyan of ishtamshus? Why can't they have a kinyan of Yerusha in the parah? The yash in the parah, l'inyan the chiyuvei ansur. Some of the answer is that Yerusha by definition is only for schusim and not for chaybis. So here it gets tricky. So we should need their haskama. I don't know. I'm not quite sure how to exactly calibrate this. The yashin the sheila, and sheila comes with the yashin the schusay sheila. and the schusay hashem will automatically come with chiyuv hashem. But they still have to make a kinyan of the parah because einsin, which maybe like all the other chiyuv hashem, maybe they come automatically with the schusay hashem. Chiyuv einsin also should come automatically, but chiyuv einsin presupposes a certain kinyan of the parah because otherwise, why should he have the hefset? It's not his. That's the gemara Sanhedrin. Chiyuv einsin needs a kinyan of the parah. So where are they going to have a kinyan of the parah? They need to have them. There has to be a ma'aseh kinyan. Everything else comes automatically because they ash in the schusay hashayla, and if they ash in the schusay hashayla, then they ash in the and they come together. The schusay hashayla automatically come karach with the chiyuv hashayla. Same as, and it doesn't even need they're okay. They don't have to sign on the dotted line. They automatically ash in the schusay hashayla, and they have to get and they get the chiyuv hashayla as well. It doesn't need their haskama. But one thing it needs a kinyan. And Yerusha can't be a kinyan for owning the parah inyan the hefsid, because Yerusha by definition is only a kinyan for schusim and not for chiyuvim. So they have to do some other ma'aseh kinyan in the parah. So the ma'aseh kinyan they do in the parah is that they're either they're mishtamish in it or that it's kind of a chaser. But again, it's not because we need their haskama. When it's kind of a chaser, there is no haskama. It's just because we need to have a ma'aseh kinyan, because oynis needs a ma'aseh kinyan, because oynis is a kinyan in the parah. That's b'kitzur what I want to say. I don't have all the problems solved, but the one nakuda that I want to somehow take out of the one thing that I want to contribute over here is that the pshat in the Rabbah Beis Din is not saying we need their haskama, because ka'omer kaim of the chaserim is not a haskama. They don't want it. We didn't ask them anything. What we need is their kinyan. They need to make a kinyan of the parah. Why do they need to make a kinyan of the parah? Because that's what I'm saying. Because chiyuv einsin is a kinyan of the parah. That's the pashas and gemaras in heaven. Kaim b'shusu l'inyan einsin. To have a chiyuv einsin, the parah has to belong to you. Because that's what chiyuv einsin means. That you have a kinyan of the parah l'inyan if it's nifsan. So I have a kinyan of the parah. They need to do a ma'isa kinyan of the parah. Your rush is not going to work because here the kinyan is a kinyan l'inyan hefsid. You can only yashin chiyuvim. You can't yashin schusim rather. You can't yashin chiyuvim. So they need to have some other ma'aseh kinyan in the parah. What's the ma'aseh kinyan? Either they were mishtamishva, or it was kaim b'ava. It was kaim b'chatzer. Ask the Rashba, if that's the case, so what's tafchu b'chalua? That's also mishtamishas. They don't know that it's sheila. They don't know that it's a sheila. So where's their haskama? No, says the Rashba. But that's for sure in the Rabbah Beis. You don't need their haskama because kaim b'chatzerim. You didn't have their haskama. We just need a kinyan. So tafchu b'chalua is a kinyan of mishtamishas. Tavchu v'chalu is the biggest ishtamshus there is. So if you needed the ishtamshus to be askama, like the Rashba thought in the Havim, you know, nichnasu tachas aviyim. So tavchu v'chalu doesn't cut it because they don't know that it's shol. So how are they agreeing to be shaylim? But that's for sure in the Rabbah Beis Din. We don't need them to agree to be shaylim. Even chayv v'chatzerim is enough for them to make them chayv and oinsin. They automatically become chayv and oinsin. What we need is a ma'isa kinyan. In fact, the Rashba, if all you need is a ma'isa kinyan, which is satisfied by either kaima b'chatserim or by being mishtamish in it, so tefchu b'chalua is a enlucha ishtamshus doyle mizu. And that's the end of the Rashba, what the Rashba asks. Ve'oidim kein tefchu b'chalua l'shamu d'meikulu, d'migor ha'chalua min ishtamshu b'homeso. And then he adds, ulefi divei harav afil kaima b'chatserim l'shalmi. Or maybe it should be mishalmi. D'kani l'chatserim l'shalim. What was this last line about? Even if it's in the chotzer, we know that's what the rab said. That's what the rabbi basically said. What's he being basic? It's the carry through of the question. He's saying even tafchu v'chalu is a yishtamshus. But they don't want it. They don't know that it's a sheilo. So he says, so what? Lefi divei rab, even if it's kaim b'chatzerim, they're chayiv because kaim lu chatzerim l'sheilo. They didn't want it there either. You see that lefi divei rab, according to rabba basin, you don't need their haskama. All you need is their kinyan. Chatzer shalom tzchanu l'shalim b'taytik. So tafchu b'chalu is also a kinyan sheilo. La garden of living b'shtamish. So why according to rabba basin? They put it by tafchu b'chalu.
They think it's their father, so then why is the message?
You see, he said the same thing by. No, I think the Rashba holds that a shtamshus doesn't need. The same way a chotzer doesn't need das. So how you have to say the same way Kinyan Chotzer doesn't need a das to that. You can't be kind, even a Chotzer not kind against your will. You don't need das for the Maisa Kinyan. It's not a regular Maisa Kinyan. Sidnes or Shust. That's a Kinyan without do a Maisa Kinyan of Hagbah Mashikha. You don't know that you're being Kaina. So that's already a deficiency in the Kinyan. You don't know that you're doing a Maisa Kinyan. That's a Chisar in the Maisa Kinyan. In Kinyan Chutz, you don't have that. I'm not sure that the Shtamshus of Shayla is a regular Maisa Kinyan that should have that problem. The fact is that he's nichnas into the shayla.
Just has to be in your shus.
What?
Just has to be in your shus.
Well, it doesn't have to be in your shus. Doesn't have to be in his chotzer. It has to only be shabshus. If it was in their chotzer, then it would be different. The tafkul bechalo was not in their chotzer. If it was in their chotzer, then he could have asked a different question. Rabbi based on his chaim of a chatzera. He's asking the koyach the shabshus. But the shabshus is the hascholos of shayla. It's not a regular ma'aseh kinyan. It's not a regular kinyan chotzer. But I'm not sure. I'm not sure. So it needs to be thought through.
The test of Baba Kama, says a similar thing. In the Gemara talks about, does a shayel have to pay back? Can he give back the Shiva Kael and then pay back the rest of the damage or not?
Right.
And on that side, the Gemara text it says, because the shayel is high nine, he's only the object the moment
of right. You see there also that Einus is a Kenyan. Chiyal Einsen has to require. Chiyal Einsen. Is a kind of kinyan in the bar. He's saying it's not a riot to take out a kinyan without that. It's not a question. How does chutz work? According to Rav Beis, what is the hell time of chetzer? Could be for chiyav ayisa. You don't need das because the kinyan over here doesn't need das. Normally, he's chayav an ayisa because kolam el shalot. The reason why he's chayav an ayisa is not because he agreed to be chayav an ayisa. The Yerushim didn't agree to anything. Apparently, the Shita, maybe actually, some interesting Chakir, the Machna Chayim, the Yunin Chashayla has a Chakir in general. He says, there's a Shayla is Chayim and Oysim. Is that something the Shayla has to be masking to? Is that something the Shayla is Makabal? Or does it happen automatically because Kolon Oshalai? Chakir in the Machna Chayim. So he brings actually right from the Yoshim, the fact that the Yoshim are not Chayim and Oysim, even though it's Kolon Oshalai, he says, you see, you have to be Makabal Achim Achayim. The other base, and maybe holds like the other side of that chakira. You don't have to even mekabel chiyav einsin. Torah is matel chiyav einsin on a person who's kol hanos shaloi. A person has schusay sheilo, so it's kol hanos shaloi. He's certainly a shomer. That's what we said anyways. Legar mishomer beit, certainly a shomer, and it's kol hanos shaloi. He's kol hanos shaloi. So the person, so the Torah is matel on him chiyav einsin. So that doesn't eat his das. But nonetheless, the Rav Beis holds that since the chiyav einsin is a kinyan, it's a kinyan Torah foist on you, but it's a kinyan. So there has to be some kind of mechanism of the kinyan. So what only is das, because the Torah is imposing the kinyan. But there has to be a mechanism of kinyan, either kind of b'chatzeroi, or haschalas ha-she'elo, that is mishtamish bo. But if there's no mechanism for kinyan, so then he can't become chayim anoint, because he has to be kind of the par. How is he kind of the par? But once there's a mechanism for kinyan, we don't need his das, because that's the hanoch of the Rama basin, that we don't need the Yashin to be mekabel a chayim anoint. They automatically have a chayim anoint, because kol hanoch shalem. I don't know if that's true. Chatzos and Tam Yam, Tam Shlichos. I don't know if it needs to have. You need to have. You know, I don't know if the mechanism is this is other mechanism. You need that. You need to be a schus because he doesn't have that. Yeah, I mean it's not. This is like a little bit unfinished. This rabbi based. You know, there's still things here that need to be understood. How does this work? Why are they chayiv and oisim if they don't want? Like the whole concept is funny. How do they become chayiv and oisim if they don't want? Person not yet doesn't yashin skusim. LMI because it's a package deal with the shayla. So let them just not have the whole package deal. They don't want the whole package. Somehow they can't renege on the package. They, I don't know. it's still strange. We have this. It comes out according to Rabbi Beistin. If you have the shayla, then you have the chiyuv. You have the chiyuv aitzin also, as long as you have a mechanism of kinyan. So it comes together. But they don't want it. The Yoshim don't want. Or at least we don't know that they do want. So how do they get this foisted on them? Well, I have to say, since they get the chusay shayla, because they have the yashin, and now it's called an oshalahem. So now the Torah imposes on them chiyuv hashem. So that's what I have to say. So, you know, it seems counterintuitive to us. Torah imposes on them since they have chiyuv hashayla. This direction rather, since they have chusay shayla, the yashin chusay shayla, and now it becomes called an oshalahem. And the Torah said that a person who's called an oshalai, a shomer who's called an oshalai, has chiyuv einsin. He's kind of the part of the einsin, but there has to be a mechanism for the kinyan to go through. So now we have to provide by kind of chaterim or ishtam shuba. We don't need their das. If they're not happy, let them give it back. But meanwhile, that's what happens.
Very least, it's been observed from the Rashba that from the Rav basically that the kinyan is not a normative kinyan. It's a kinyan daf with the sheva. Because he says the kind of chaterim is sheva. That das with the sheva means the kinyan is like the kinyan that works the sheva, not a kinyan that's.
Yeah, well, anyway, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about Sheva. I mean, I was that a daughter?
Not to say the
Kaim Lechatzeim. Maybe, maybe. It's more of a deep, like, you know, once we convince that this is true, then we'll, you know. Okay. So we'll start the next one. I don't start the next one. Yes, we'll start. Just a few minutes. Okay, so the Gemara says, Bishlam Rav Yechon Liyamer Pei Shlokish Dikam Mukim Lo Kir Abano Elo Shlokish My Time Liyamer Pei Yechon. Going back to the very beginning of the sukkah. The whole sukkah began because we had a steer between the Mishnah Neil and Iris and the Mishnah Makkas. The Mishnah Neil and Iris says Balachais is Chayiv Knas. The Mishnah Makkas says Balachais is Chayiv Malkas. Happy Bechayiv Knas and Bechayiv Malkas is clear Shosse. So we had, well, we had Ulus Teretz, but that's based on. We had Ulus Teretz. Chamachais and Iris, Chamachais and Begeris. But Ulus was based on the assumption that whenever you have Malkas and Mammon, Mammonim, Shalim, Milkalay Loki. So we know why Rabbi Yechon and Mishlokas don't say like Ulu, because they don't think that Mimonim Shalom Mikloi Loki. They think you like Yvain Mishalom. But the Gemara's question is, why did Rabbi Yechon and Mishlokas give different terutzim than each other? Rabbi Yechon's terutz was Kanshi Yisrubai, Kanshi Lo Yisrubai. The original steer. Rabbi Yechon's terutz was Kanshi Yisrubai, Kanshi Lo Yisrubai. And what was Mishlokas' terutz? But then how many are married? The Amalai Kum Mishalom. So the Gemara says, we understand why Rabbi Yechon didn't want to give Mishlokas' terutz. He doesn't want to say that she's going like a meh. Rather, it should go like the Rabbanu. But El Reish Lokesh, my time with the Omek Rav Yechon. But what's wrong with Rav Yechon's teretz? It's such a posh of the teretz. Can't she Yisrubay? Can't she lay Yisrubay? The Mishnah says, Yechai Fas, where there's no Malkus. What's wrong with that teretz? What forced Reish Lokesh to say that how many are at Meiri? Sach the Gemara. Amalok, Reish Lokesh would say, Kevin Dilu Asrubay Potter, Kiloy Asrubay Nami Potter. Shlokesh holds that once there's a tour of, if you hold like the Rabbanan, the Malkus path is moment, when it's Asrubay, then the path is moment even if it's Lo Asrubay. Now it's Chayvi Malkus Shoykim, but Shlokesh holds Chayvi Malkus Shoykim also path of a moment. We ask the Lutamayim, the Chiyosh Abdim, Yom HaChayvi Misa Shoykim, the Chayvi Malkus Shoykim, the Dover Achem meeting with moment, Rav Yechon HaMachayv, Shlokesh HaMapotter, Rav Yechon HaMachayv, the whole Lo Asrubay. Mishlokesh on the potter came to last week potter, came to last week nami potter. So you have your coin chart TV comes out. There, Rabbi Yochanan and Mishlokesh argue both by Chayim Misa Shoykim and by Chayim Malkus Shoykim. And Rabbi Yochanan holds that both Chayim Misa Shoykim and Chayim Malkus Shoykim don't part of a moment. And Mishlokesh holds that Chayim Misa Shoykim and Chayim Malkus Shoykim both do part of a moment. Since it's a tzad malchus, it's part of a moment, even b'shoigim. Shagim shall yisur ben. But don't rach a moment. But kula milsuk. Kula mechayim yisur shagim. Umam and ain't chayim malchus shagim. Oy chayim malchus shagim umam. Veichem mechayim betashlumen. Dolei asur bei. Says Rashi. Ve'ein atem mechayim oyel mishim risha achas the umam. Rashi is masvi. Why is Veichem hold in svara that the din of teir shasi is only by mezer and not by shagim? Versus teir shasi. How do you know that's only by, maybe it's by shagim too? So Rashi says no, because what does Teir Shosi mean? Shtei v'shoyes. Mishmusha achas at the mechayiv, you to mechayiv shtei v'shoyes. If he's a shoygig, says Rashi, that's not shtei v'shoyes. So Rashi's telling me something here, that the reason why Rabbi Yochanan holds that there's no that shoygu doesn't bat for a moment because it lacks in shtei v'shoyes. The Torah says shtei v'shoyes. Shoyes means that there were two ancient, and if it's a shoygu, there's no ancient, so it's not shtei v'shoyes. So l'chora, I understand that by malchus umam, but what does it do? What does that do with misa umam? Misa umam is not learned that from teir shasay. Misa umam is learned that from where? From lo yosan. It's a different pasuk. Where does it say lo yosan anything about mezid or shoygu? Yisheim was asked. Yisheim said, "Remember, din osim, osim mamish, din osim, lo yosim itself. Can we read two ways? Can we read din osim or osim mamish? So why didn't Rashi mention that? Rashi doesn't say anything here about lo yosim. Like, how come Rashi is focusing on the teir shosim? Teir shosim explains the malchus mamim. Doesn't explain the miso mamim. Miso mamim is totally in different issues. It's totally in osim mamish, din osim. A little bit strange over here in the Rashi. Then we're saying Rashi l'shitosim." Rashi and Matthias and Daf, you give them a base. Rashi over there says, the Gemara is like this. The Gemara says, the Gemara discusses in the Sugya over there, does Kores Tata from Mama? We have a thing, Teir Shosa. Mishim Rishachas and Mechayvim to Mechayvim, Mishim Teir Shosa. It's effective, right? So Kores should also Tata from Mama. Here, Rav Nechuyim and Akana holds that it does with a special person. But we don't hold like Rav Nechuyim and Akana. We don't have the drosh of Karish Likim Misa Shalachem. So we hold Karish does not pater for a moment. So the Gemara is done. Why not? Karish pater for a moment. It says Kdeir Shosai, Misha Misha Chasat Mechayla. Why isn't that Shteir Shoyas? Karish for a moment should be Shteir Shoyas. So what does the Gemara answer? Anybody remember? We've seen that Gemara in the day. Misha Masur Lebesim. The Misha because the pasuk is talking whether if you like shayfit l'tlafon of teir shasu b'mispar, the rishah masur lebeisin akosam adaber. The pasuk of teir shasu is talking about rishah masur lebeisin. Karis not a rishah masur lebeisin. Says Rashi, what is an example of rishah masur lebeisin? Is Rashi going malchus amamin or misu amamin? Those are rishah masur lebeisin. Rashi shver misu amamin. Teir shasu not misu amamin. Teir shasu is malchus amamin. Misu amamin is a different. The Gemara Lamazai makes a shicha, so we wouldn't know one from the other. The Misa Mamanis has its own pasuk of Lodi Osun. It's nothing to do with Teir Shosai. You see from that Rashi, I think it's here in this Rashi as well, that Rashi holds that even though there's a Tshrichasur, that means if I only had Teir Shosai, I wouldn't know the din of Misa Mamanis. That's the more Lamazai, that we need a Tshrichasur for Misa Mamanis and Malchus Mamanis. But now that I have a pasuk of Lodi Osun, I need the pasuk. I wouldn't know it on my own. But now the Torah is Megala to me that Lodi Osun, that Misa also passes from Mamanis. So it goes into, the Torah is Megala that it goes into the din of Teir Shosai. But at the end of the day, both Misa Mamun and Malchus Mamun are concept of Teir Shosai. And L'chaira, I think Rashi L'shitosa. Because we already know that Rashi Shittes and Vometzia, by the Sugi of Esen Nasotar and Pil Volimai, that both Misa Mamun and Malchus Mamun are not Pturim, but they're Adin and Vestim. At least in Rav, we said maybe it's Maflek Samaroyim. But at least Rav Shitta, Esen Nasotar and Pil Volimai, is that Misa Mamun and Malchus Mamun is not a Pturim. He's not a Chayiv. And Tfisa helps. It's just a din of Beis Din. Rashi lists a whole hesper that Ein Lanu Koyach. Where Beis Din doesn't have. Actually, he says the word Beis Din. Ein Lanu Beis Din Koyach Lo Inshe Shtayim. So Rashi, the whole shita is that Misa Mamon and Malchus Mamon both are dinim in Beis Din. Where does that come from? Why is it a din? Where does it come from in Torah? Torah said Lo Yosin. Who says it's a din in Beis Din? Where do we get that from? Where did Rabbi get this notion that the din of Timothy Rabbi is a din of Beis Din? The Torah says, Lo Yosin. When you're Osin here, then he doesn't have to pay the Megalodas. So, where does it say in Pasuk? Where is an indication that it has anything to do with Beis Din? I think the answer is, according to Rashi, that it says a Keter Shosin. That's part of Rashi understood that's part of Rishon Masurul Beis Din. Risha Basur Lebeisin doesn't just mean according to Rashi, or at least according to Rav, according to Rashi. It doesn't just mean that we're only talking about Chayvei Misa Shemalkas, we're not talking about Chayvei Koras. It means more than that. It means that the whole din is a din of Basin. But Risha Basur Lebeisin includes that the din of Chayvei Shasi is a din of Basin that ain't little Chayvei Chalain Shishtayim. But Lechayra, but that's only Rabbi Malkus Mammon. What does that do with Misa Mammon? Misa Mammon is a different pasuk. Who I do it? Rashi also said, Lo Yosin is Megala and Kedair Shasai. Lo Yosin. I need Lo Yosin because if I only had Kedair Shasai, I would say maybe that's only by Malkus Mammon. Maybe Misa Mammon doesn't have that. Maybe Basin could give Misa Mammon. That's the more Lamed Zayin that I have a Shilasun. But once I have a pasuk of Lo Yosin, it's Megala that everything goes into Kedair Shasai. But Kedair Shasai itself is Risha Hamasur Le Basin, is a din in Basin. And therefore Rashi and therefore Rava says that Emes is not up to it all. I think that's the Rashi over here as well. He's talking about Misa Mammon and Malkus Mammon. He's going to Rav Yochanan. We're not limiting our concern over it only to Malkus Mammon. We're talking about Misa Mammon too. And Rav Yochanan says, but it's only B'mezid and not B'shogig. Says Rashi, why? Because that's the Havana. Kedei Rishosoi, Basin can't be Manishtayim. But if he's a Shogig, then Basin not being Manishtayim. So then if I, then Rav Yochanan can leave Rabbi, he doesn't apply. So let's see. Kili asked me now, he pulled through the Kaman Yolo time. Rishokas disagrees, and he said, no, even B'shogig. So there's Rashi, why? And in the Pasuk there, Rishokas wouldn't know it. So Rashi, no, later on I'm going to have a little bit of fun. Zotim Arvaita, Eise Rishokas Rav Yechano, Veloy Osin Anish Yonish. My love Osin Mamish, Veloy Din Osin. You can tell me, Eise Rav Yechano, Rishokas, Veloy Osin Anish Yonish, My love Din Osin, Veloy Osin Mamish. Right, that will last over for the time being. Omer Obo, Unikal Madomar Chai Misa Shogin Chayovim, Matana de Cheski, Mako Adam Maka Behemo, Maka Behemo Lech Lakav and Shogim and Mazib and Miskavan and Shem Skavan, but there he read there Khalil, the Poetry Mamma and the Chayo Mamma, half Mako Adam Lech Lakav and Shogim Mazib and Misa and Miskavan and Shem Skavan, but there he read there Khalil, the Chayo Mamma and the Poetry Mamma. The Prot and Matana de Cheski will also glass over for the moment. I just want to get to the Tsuras of the Shmais of here. So anyway, what's the Kasha? It says there's a Tana de Cheski. Tana de Cheski says, that Chayim Misa Shogim Mapotter. We have a limud. Lechilakto. They've been Shogim Bemesa. Chayim Misa is Pater for Mammon. So how can Rav Yochanan say that Chayim Misa Shogim don't Pater for Mammon? What happens to Tana Vecheskia? Taisus grapples. Who says everybody holds from Tana Vecheskia? Taisus two Gemaras that seem to indicate that not everybody holds from Tana Vecheskia. Gemara in Sanhedrin. One Gemara by the Sugya of Miskavan Aragizel Aragizel, where Shoshana Vecheski is the like Rebbe Vilek the Rabbonon. And in Zimara, another Gemara, Nechnokim, Man Haitana, the Polog, how Michal Laman de Isle Tana Vecheski, Aval Laman de Lesle Tana Vecheski, Maikul Meymar, it seems to be Gemara that not everybody subscribes to Tana Vecheski. So who says that Vecheski subscribes to Tana Vecheski? That's this Taisus over here, Umiko, Mount Taisus. Taisus of two Mahalchim. What Mahalach and Taisus is, just grapples with those sukkahs, and he says, well, they argue in Tana Vecheski only about Derech Yerida and Derech Aliyah, but Shogim Mezid, nobody argues in Tana Vecheski. And what about the Gemara that says that there is a Tana who argues, there is a Madama who's less like the Tana Vecheski? So he says, oh, that's so one obscure Tana of Chana about the Sa, but about nobody else holds that way. So that's Yochid. Rabbi Yochid certainly wouldn't argue in Tana Vecheski. It's not a mainstream Shita. That's how he deals with that. But on Kapadim, the Gemara, that's one Malach and Taisus. It just deals with those Gemaras locally. And then Taisus another Malach, he says, B'shem the Rashba, he's the Rash Mishans, that he says, maybe there are people who argue on Tana Vecheska. What the Gemara means to say, it's really like shorthand of the Gemara, it's very sussum. What the Gemara means to say is, whether there are people in the world who argue with Tana Vecheska or don't argue with Tana Vecheska, but Rabbi Yochanan for sure has don't like Tana Vecheska. Because Rabbi Yochanan said that the Mishnah is talking about Loi Hisrubai. Right? The Mishnah is talking about Loi Hisrubai. And that's why by Achaisi you don't the Malchus doesn't pater from the Mammon. But Baal Imai, the Mishnah says, it's pater from Knas. Baal Imai does pater because there's a Chiyum Misa. It's the next Mishnah. Even our Mishnah says that if Baal Achaisi is Chai Knas, why? Because Ein Ben Misa is based in Afim Shem Vikar is Ein Ben Misa is based in. So it says before in the Mishnah that the reason why Baal Achaisi is Chai Knas is because there was no Misa based in. But if there would be Mises based in, like the next Mishnah, like Baal Bitoy, then it'd be Pater from Knas. But Rav Yochanan holds the Mishnah talking about Lo Yisrubai. So if there's no Asherah, so why does the Misa Pater? So the Mishnah itself is mochuch that chayvei misa shaygigim do pater for mammon, which is tana lecheski. So it's very sus in the Gemara. Taisa says the Gemara was relying on that. The Gemara quotes tana lecheski because that's the source. But the Gemara means Abana not everybody has to subscribe to tana lecheski, but Rabbi Yochanan for sure has to subscribe to tana lecheski because he's that design the Mishnah is talking about lehisrubai. And if the Mishnah is talking about lehisrubai, and yet the Mishnah says that baal bitoy is pater from chas because chayvei misa is based in. So I call chachat oimer like tana lecheski the chayvei misa shaygigim pater for mammon. So Rabbi Yochanan for sure can't hold like tana lecheski. So, sounds like Rav Dini is shloda. Nobody argues on Tana Vecheskiel, or even if there are people in the world who argue on Tana Vecheskiel, but Rav Yochanan is not one of them. Rav Yochanan for sure doesn't argue on Tana Vecheskiel. So Rav Dini is gone. So then we're shlokish. So we're back to square one. So why did Rav Yochanan say like we're shlokish? Says the Gemara. Like it says in Tana Vecheski, like it's Mukhan Mishnah. Ki pligi vechayim malchus shaygim do avachad. The machlok is vechayim malchus. Because chayim misa is iskish, chayim malchus lo iskish. Tana Vecheski is only talking about chayim misa, not talking about chayim malchus. So chayim misa, you have Tana Vecheski, chayim malchus, you don't. Veshlokish on the pot, the beferishim to Tana chayim malchus, chayim misa. There's a hekish that chayim malchus are like chayim misa. And then the Gemara talks about where the hekish lies. So bottom line, it seems from this Gemara, that's Rav Dimi is shlugged up. Rav Dimi is itaisif. Is itaisif because either nobody argues in Tana Vecheskiel. Anyway, is itaisif from Tana Vecheskiel? Itaisif says either because nobody mainstream argues on Tana Vecheskiel. The one Gemara that says that there's a madomer with less than Tana Vecheskiel is Nasiocha, the Gemara was partial the Gemara of Yechonim wouldn't hold that way. Or because from the Mishnah itself, the internal evidence in the Mishnah itself, it's Mukach, Lefir of Yechonim, they have to hold like Tana Vecheskiel. Kachaka. Rav Dimi is gone. And we go with Rav. So I'll tell you what you do. In that Gemara, in the beginning of Hanachanachim, the Taisus quotes, where the Gemara says, the Gemara is busy just with the drushes of the Psukim. The Gemara, the specific content of that Gemara doesn't have to concern us. But B'Shoi Chadvarim, the Gemara is a Lashon. Hanichu Laman, the Isli Tana Vecheski. Aba Laman, the Lesli Tana Vecheski, Ma'ikul Meimim, what do you do with the Psukim? Maka Behemo, Yishomer, Maka Odomimos. And the Gemara is a different drasha. So the Gemara over there, that's the Gemara that tells us, you see this, it's a man da'omer who's isli tana vecheskia, and there's a man da'omer who's less than tana vecheskia. You see that there are chalkim and tana vecheskia. But the Gemara doesn't say who they are. So Taisus, it's a halach, it's a chana bagisa. We'll see when we get to Taisus. Rashi over there says, who's this man da isli tana vecheskia and man da less tana vecheskia? Says Rashi, it's machalkis rabbi yoichan and reshlokish and ksuvis and perigil and nice. Anybody have a Gemara Sanhedrin by any chance? What's it got? Don't know this. The Rashi? Yeah. Plug the Gavetan was up, but soon as they were there.
Interesting thing. That's Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi holds Rav Yochanan Shlokish argue about the issue of Chayim Shoygim. And Agamar says Rav Dimi is Itoisiv because it's against Tana Vecheska. Says Rashi, well, no, Rav Yochanan Taka is Chaylik and Tana Vecheska. So you see from that Rashi, that Rashi held that Rav Dimi is not Itoisiv. Our sugya, how did Rashi held? Agamar held that Rav Yochanan. Agamar wants to say Rav Yochanan agrees to Tana Vecheska, and then we get to Robin. Rav Yochanan concedes Tana Vecheska, but Rashi entirely held that Rav Dimi didn't fold up in the home. Rav Dimi still holds that it's that Rav Yochanan is shlokish. Argue even by Chayvim Misses Shaygim, and according to Rav Dimi, what do you do with Tana Vecheska? Rav Yochanan must not hold from Tana Vecheska, and the Gemara over there in Nechanokim is going like Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi taka holds that Rav Yochanan is chaylik on Tana Vecheska. But to Mordecai, so you do that, Rashi. That according to Rashi, Tana Vecheskia, an Agamah of Dimi just blown out of the water by Tana Vecheskia. That's it, finished. That's how Taisif read the Gemara. Dimi is a Taisif. But according to Rashi, Dimi is not a Taisif. And if Dimi's Shita is, and that's the Shita of the Gemara over there in the beginning of Nechanokim, Gemara takes for granted, that Rav Yochanan and Shlokish are arguing about Tana Vecheskia, and Rav Yochanan is less than Tana Vecheskia, and Shlokish is the Tana Vecheskia. Torah is called a Shver. There's lots of about this Rashi, but just the one thing. But what did Tosis's point? The Rashi, Tosis Hashem, the Rashi. How do you read the Mishnah? How can you tell me that Rav Yochanan doesn't hold from Tanya Vecheska? So how do Rav Yochanan read the Mishnah? Rav Yochanan says Kanchi Yisrubai, Kanchi Lo Yisrubai. Rav Yochanan learns the Mishnah is talking about Shelo Yisrubai, and that's why Achaisoi has Knas, because there's no Malchus, because it's Chayv Malchus Shaydim. But the Mishnah itself says that if this misses based on, then it does Patim Knas. According to Rav Dimi, get Tanya Vecheska. It's Muchuch in the Mishnah that Chayv Misses Shaydim Patim Knas. What's Rabbi Yochanan? According to Rashi, the Rabbi Yochanan is chaylok and tana v'cheski. How does Rabbi Yochanan understand the Mishnah? So according to Tosfos, that's Taka the Gemara's kasha. This Tosfos Hashem the Rashba. That's Taka the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara asks from tana v'cheski. Tosfos learns, at least Tosfos at the end Hashem the Rashba, that's mamish what the Gemara is asking. The Gemara quotes tana v'cheski. The Gemara means because Rabbi Yochanan of course has to like tana v'cheski because it's mukhum v'nei in the Mishnah. But according to Rashi, that it's not that Rabbi Yochanan is not a Tosfos. And the answer, and the Gemara is just asking for Tana Vecheski himself, and Avdimi's response is that Rabbi Yochanan is less than Tana Vecheski. But what do you do with the Mishnah?
Both of the Ramban as the Rashi Shach is Kasha,
right.
But not in Tosfos context. It's not as what is
Rabbi. This is a Kasha.
This is a Kasha, and they give two different Mahalchim and how to understand the Mishnah.
Oh, okay, so I have to see. Maybe we said that knows there's a way after. I didn't see that.
Maybe Rashi could learn that.
Yeah, it goes, okay, so I have to see what they say. Okay, that's going to have to be. We have to see. Okay, I guess we'll stop here.